and on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:37.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. On the way, we got some Beck for you. Also, Green Day, the Postal Service, and Incubus coming up. You know, it's funny, Kevin. I thought that I enjoyed the movie Top Gun at the time. I haven't seen it maybe since it was in the theater, and I thought, hey, that was a pretty good movie. But now that I've been on TopGunDay.com, now that I've checked out the website and revisited some of the clips from that movie, I realize what a terrible film that is.
Yeah, how did anyone like it originally?
How was it one of Tom Cruise's biggest movies ever?
You have to put yourself back in the time.
Was it 81? Let's ask listener Greg. Hey, Greg. When did the movie Top Gun come out?
It came out May 16th of 1986.
1986. Okay, so 23 years ago. And is this year, 2009, the first ever official Top Gun Day?
Absolutely. You got to call the ball.
Call the ball.
Is that time to
buzz the tower?
Is that one of the lines from the movie?
Yeah, it's one of the premiere lines.
By the way, the actual real life pilot who buzzed the tower in that film, the guy who played one of, you know, he was the stunt pilot for the actors in the film. He's on the space shuttle that just went up this week. That actual dude from that movie is one of the dudes up in the space shuttle.
Really?
Right now. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nope. Greg, did you know that?
Yeah, I actually just read that on Wikipedia, and you can totally believe everything on there.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I think. All right, how did Top Gun Day begin? Why is it new for 2009? What's the deal?
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, Top Gun is awesome, and every time I go out drinking with the boys, it just seems like we're always talking about Top Gun and throwing out quotes from the movie, and I don't know, man. My wife, I always wanted to be a fighter pilot when I was a kid, so my wife, for Christmas this year, got me a fighter pilot simulation. So anyway, leading up to that, I just started quoting it, and one day I got a stupid idea. I'm like, you know, we need to celebrate Top Gun. I mean, there's Pirate Day, there's Pajama Day, there's even Star Wars Day now. So
That's right.
But,
yeah.
But then at any point in that thought process, did you think, no, that would be dumb?
No, absolutely not.
Didn't think that.
Kidding
okay.
No, I'm
Are
not
you kidding you?
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. So Greg, I mentioned right as we brought you on that revisiting the clips, and you've got a bunch of clips up on your website, TopGunDay.com, it occurred to me that it was not a well-acted or written movie. Do you feel the same way, or do you have such nostalgia for that film that you continue to love it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's one of those movies that you got to love, or you know, you just kind of love to hate it. It's not really a very good movie.
Right, okay, so you like it because it's not very good.
Exactly, but it's one of the best movies ever at the same time.
Here's what I like about Top Gun, though, is that it's not very good, but at least when you go back and watch it, it's way worse than you remember. It doesn't even hold up a little bit.
Yeah, and you got to watch real closely for the editing, too, because the editing is actually very, very bad in it.
Here's a scene from Top Gun that I'm sure Greg will identify with.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe.
Talking to Tom Cruise.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
Yeah. How did that movie ever get made? Anyone?
That's the best movie ever. I mean,
right.
That's the best line ever in any movie ever. I mean, seriously. The writing is perfect.
Greg, what do you do to celebrate Top Gun Day? Like, we talk like a pirate day. You know, there are parties and there are costumes and there's and there's all that kind of stuff. What are we supposed to do to celebrate Top Gun Day?
Well, you know, I actually put a little bit of a twist on this. I'm a web guy. That's what I do for work and whatnot. So, you know, I'm on all the social networks, Twitter and everything. So this one, you're supposed to update, like, your profile picture on all your social networks with, like, a Top Gun image, you know, something like that. And then, you know, update your status with as many Top Gun Day quotes as you can throughout the day. So you know, just simple things like that. I tried to make it really easy.
Can we put up the gayest video ever, which is of them playing volleyball in slow motion with the water glistening on their on their hot,
absolutely,
hot bodies?
Absolutely.
Come on, boys.
Go back and watch that scene again and tell me that that doesn't make you gay. I know a lot of people think that you can't be made gay, it's a birth thing, but that scene, that volleyball scene, instant gayness. That's the way it works.
The only one with his shirt on, too.
Interesting, but it's so funny. Again, Lisa's so right. You got to try to put yourself back into what it was like in 1983. If you were old enough to see that movie back then, I don't remember. Did a lot of people walk out of the theater back then, Greg, saying, wow, was that a gay volleyball scene? Or was it just not viewed through the same prism that we look at things now?
I have no idea. I was only about 10 when the movie came out, so to me, I think it was just one of those things like, oh, they're all wearing jeans. I never played volleyball in jeans.
That's a good point.
You're fine, Maverick, but I can't say that in there. I was afraid that everyone in that tax trailer would see right through me. And I just don't want anyone to know that I've fallen for you.
Yeah, that is some really bad acting.
Wow.
I didn't remember how horrible that movie was. Greg, I don't think there's any reason to suspect that you have not created something that will be lasting. And I mean, like Talk Like a Pirate Day started out in a newspaper article, and then the next year it got a little bit bigger, and the year after a little bit bigger. Now it's on calendars across America, for God's sakes. I don't see any reason why we won't be talking to you next May 13th as well. I'd like to suggest it's a bad idea. I'd like to suggest we not do that. I'd like to suggest this should be stopped right here.
No one's listening to you.
I'm suggesting you are absolutely right.
Not to mention that music. Seriously. Yeah, I don't think Kenny Loggins even plays that one in concert anymore. All right, Top Gun. Top Gun. I'm buying Top Gun. Greg, great job on this. Thanks for tipping us off, dude. We appreciate it. Have a happy Top Gun Day.
Jack has a bomb. He could kill everyone on the island.
ABC Tonight.
We have to stop him.
What the hell are you doing? The